from the throne of glory, bright in its crystal gleam, bursts out the living fountain, sweats on the living stream. Blessed river, let me ever feast my eyes on thee.
A book a while ago, and I don't remember what kind of a book it was for sure, but there was one phrase, can't remember the title of the book, but there was one phrase in the book that I remember that, if we cry out to God only when things are bad, then why don't we, tell him or cry out to him or tell him whenever he does something that we receive something that is good. And been thinking about that some. Am I only a person that cries out? Am I a person that only cries out to God when I need help? And then just that's the depth of my relationship. I asked my family this afternoon, girls, what they think about when they think about singing or praise. And there are several passages that they mentioned, and I'd like to read those. But maybe right after that, if we have a few minutes for those of you who'd like to share about what you think about when you think of praise and singing. It could be a song that someone in church has often requested, or the person. Or something in the Bible, or anything that comes to your memory when you think of praising God. So let's, first of all, Exodus 15, after the children of Israel were delivered after the crossing of the Red Sea. So Exodus 15, verses 1 and 2, and this is their praise to God. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. I think we'll just read a condensed portion of that. So now let's turn to 2 Chronicles 5, verses 13 and 14. And this is at the dedication to the temple. That Solomon had built. 2 Chronicles 5, verses 13 and 14. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Now let's turn to Luke 2. And this is maybe the hardest one to know where to jump in at. Luke 2, verses 8 through 15. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And, lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." All three of these are beautiful passages and tremendous in their message to us, and what they do and can do and mean for us. Okay. Any of you have anything you'd like to share? Something about what you think of when you think of praising God, whether it's a person, a song, a passage of scripture, memory? Or something you're thankful for? Beautiful passage.
I think of my grandma passed away about 60 years ago, and my mom's mom, she had a stroke quite a while before that, maybe 10 years before, so she couldn't sing very well, but she still kept on singing. And it may have sounded good. That is nice to some people, but to me, I think it's a beautiful sound. She was working in the garden of the church here to hear sing. It's a beautiful thing.
Thanks for sharing.
Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. Shall
Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you, each one of you, for sharing. And it is so true that we have so much to praise the Lord for what he has done for us and what he can do and wants to do in each of our lives. Let's stand for prayer. After prayer, remain standing, and we'll sing a song. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just thank you, Lord, for your many blessings to us. We thank you for this privilege to be here this evening and to sing praises to you. We just pray that you would bless our singing this evening and help us to remember who you are and to help us to remember to give our lives completely to you. We just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Church hymnal, song number 25. Church hymnal, song number 25.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory.
Children, I'd like children to come up at this time and stand in front, and it's your time to sing. My sister Barbie will have something for you. We'll have some songs for you.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me.
Thank you, Barbie, and thank you, children. That was very enjoyable. Good job. Why don't we sing We Shall Rest by the Side of the River?
I can find my fish pipe. First verse is, in this life we have sorrows and burdens. There are times that we don't understand. I think you'll remember the rest. Second verse is, I forget. I sung this a zillion times. soon the day star will rise in its splendor. That's what it is. And the last verse is, we will sing by the side of the river. We'll sing the last chorus twice, softly the first time, and the bigger the second time around.
In this life we have sorrows and burdens. There are times that we don't understand, but you make it plain in the morning, so we'll hold to this unchanging.
Sorry, I probably didn't make that clear. Forgot to announce. Next, we're going to have a song group in the charge of Leandra.
Good evening. We have two songs to sing tonight. The first one is Sing and Be Happy, and then the last one is Faithful Love.
Ashes whiter than snow, faithful.
ladies. That was beautiful. Okay, after, I'll sing another song here. And after this song, Andy can come forward and have a song. There's a song he'll be teaching us. So let's turn to song number 196. Christian hymnal. Song number 196. Can you roll the pitch on that? Mine.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the
the church prepared. We are Good evening. It's good to be here. If you want to take the song sheets in front of you there, this song, the text is written by Isaac Watts, and there's a number of songs that use these words that different composers have used. But there's one in the Christian hymnal, there's one in the church hymnal. They're both different, and I think there's I don't know how many more. But this one was written. This tune was written by James Martin from Versailles, and it was written as kind of a little bit of a warm up song before some singing activities. But it's a very simple tune, but it's one of those tunes that you could sing in the morning pretty easily, and it carries a great message. I love the message. These words it talks about how endless is His love, and you know every morning, and evening His mercies, and then it also it's a prayer, and we're yielding ourselves to Him and to His command. So what I'd like to do. And how, just curious, how many of you maybe know this song already? Okay, so quite a few. All right, good. Well, maybe we don't need to sing the solfege then or sing the notes. I just recently learned it, and I thought it'd be great if we could sing it as a congregation. Maybe we'll just go ahead and sing it. Those of you that know it can sing it extra loud, maybe.
My God, how endless is Thy love, Thy gifts are every evening new, and morning mercies from above gently distill like early
Thank you, Andy. I enjoyed that song.
Sorry, I was going to say, too, that you're welcome to take a copy with you, but if you don't want it, if you don't mind just passing the rest of it to the center aisle.
All right. Yeah, thank you again. That's a beautiful song. Next up, Nathan has a small group for us here, so we'll go to that next.
Good evening. We have two songs here this evening. The first one is Hear My Prayer, and it's just asking God to hear us when we pray and to show us His mercy. And then the second song we have is a song of thanksgiving and rejoicing.
Please hear my prayer. dear Lord, please hear my prayer. When my work on earth is done, and you come to take me home, just to know I'm bound for glory, and to hear you say, well done with sin and sorrow, have mercy. Let all things now live in a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator, triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and stayed us, who still guides us on to the end of our days. God's banners are o'er us, His light goes before us, a pillar of fire shining forth in the night, till shadows have vanished and darkness is banished, as forward we travel from light into light. His love He enforces, the stars in their courses, and sun in its orbit obediently shine. The hills and the mountains, the rivers and fountains, the deeps of the ocean proclaim Him divine. We too should be voicing our love and rejoicing with glad adoration, a song let us raise, till all things now living unite in thanksgiving to God in the highest. Hosanna and praise.
Thank you all for sharing. Really enjoyed that. Appreciated it very much. Okay, one more song here in the Christian hymnal. Song number 317. I got the book that time, but about didn't get the number. 317 in the Christian hymnal. Is it the Christian hymnal? So after this song, the last verse actually, have the chorus come forward, and if you could bring your Christian hymnals with you. Song number 317.
Tell me the story of Jesus, right on my heart's every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell
No tears.